Well, hiya there, buckaroos. Nice so many of you could join us here in the tack room. That right, Tarzan? It sure is. You know that pot of gold that everyone seems to be searching for? At least so they say. Well, I've got a story for you about a pot of gold. But this one happens to be a bean pot. I'll have more to tell you about it in just a moment.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure. Stories of rodeo life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, when you meet a champion like Ken, you just know he's full of adventure stories. Real life stories, too. For did you know that Ken Maynard holds the world's championship for trick riding? And Ken's hunted for gold himself, stunt-ridden in the circus, made scores of movies in Hollywood, and he still rides ropes and shoots in many rodeos every year. So naturally, his stories are just loaded with thrills. And kids, you can have two of these stories for your very own any time you want to hear them. I'm talking about Ken's exciting Diamond K album of phonograph records. And listen, these stories are made especially for you. Ken begins the stories with a personal message for you, and he'll call you by name like...
Hi, Bob. Hello, Becky.
Or whatever your name is. Ken will speak to you alone on your set of Ken Maynard records. Now, can you tie that, partner? No, sirree, and you can't beat the value either. Listen to this. You'll get a beautiful, full-color record album with a thrilling picture of Ken and Tarzan right on the front, and inside are two complete Wild West stories that start out with Ken talking personally to you. The two big 8-inch unbreakable pure vinylite records are standard 78 RPM speed for the regular, familiar kind of phonograph or record player. And they have pictures of Ken and Tarzan on them, too. Remember, these records are made of pure vinylite, the finest, most expensive material that money can buy. And this album is so easy to get. All you do is send your name and address to Records in care of this station and enclose a dollar bill. Just one, that's all, for ages of fun and enjoyment. Now, because these records are such high quality, you can play them over and over again as often as you want. And don't forget, you can't buy these records in any store because Ken makes them just for you. Remember, Ken calls you by name right on the record. Now, don't wait to get your personalized record album. Write now, or have your mom and dad write for you to Records in care of this station. Enclose a dollar bill and your name and address, and be sure your name is included, your first name, so Ken will have your name right on the record. Now, let's listen to the exciting story Ken has for us today.
You know, buckaroos, I just hope we never get so modern as to forget that good old custom of doing a good turn for someone. That's what most cowboy pictures are based on. Some drifting cowpoke, quick on the draw, fishing-like with his fist, comes across a gal in distress, or a town bucking a bunch of bad hombres, and he goes out of his way to do a good turn. It's a mighty fine habit to get into, buckaroos. And that goes for Tarzan, too, because in his way, he's done plenty of good turns himself. Now, while our story concerns a pot of gold, it all started with a fellow doing another a good turn. It seems a poke named Jackson and his pal were on their way to the Pecos to get a job. It was roundup time, and they figured they'd have a better chance than usual. They were just loafing along at an easy jog when a shot made them wheel up right pronto. "Seems to come from down the river," said Jackson. "Hey, let's give it a look." So he and his pal took off at a gallop, and sure enough, down by the river they found a man. He had a bullet hole in his head and was in a bad way. Jackson sent his pal to get a doctor, while he began pressing on an artery to stop the flow of blood. You know, buckaroos, knowing a bit about first aid has saved many a life out on the range, but you have to know what to do and when to do it, because doing the wrong thing is worse than doing nothing. Well, Jackson made this fellow comfortable as he could under the circumstances, and then it became just a question of waiting for the doctor. The wounded man was mighty restless. He kept turning and tossing. Seemed to be very worried about something. That didn't seem to be the hole in his head that was bothering him the most. Jackson tried to quiet him, and he didn't do a bad job of it. But as the hours went by, awfully slowly, I guess the man started to realize he was a goner. He'd lost a lot of blood in spite of Jackson's holding that artery. Then he began to get restless again, and Jackson couldn't do a thing with him. Seemed the dying man just had to get something off his chest. Well, they say confession is good for souls, and that poor hombre sure did a lot of confessing. Seems that he and five others had held up a bank down in Mexico. Monterey, I believe it was. They'd got away with about $50,000 in gold. Two of the bandits got shot in the holdup. And the Rurales, those are the Mexican Rangers, accounted for the two others. Of course, it was mighty considerate of the law to cut the split from six ways down to two. But those two hombres were too busy with the Rurales down their necks to think much about it. But when they got around to it, the temptation was great for each of these last two to want the whole thing for himself. So they began to watch each other like hawks, not even daring to sleep at night, till it happened that one partner got a mite more sleepy than the other. So then there was just one left, with the whole $50,000. That was the fellow lying there with the hole in his head. Things look pretty rosy, but there's something about money, doesn't matter whose, that attracts folks like bees to a pot of honey. And this bandit fellow, he didn't tell Jackson his name, thought he was in for a really easy time of it until people started picking up his trail. Not the law, just other bad hombres with a hunger for that taste of gold. Now, let me just wool for a minute here and catch my thoughts while I tell you about another favorite of mine. It's this little old K-shirt of mine that I wear every day. Have you heard about my K-shirts? Well, in case you haven't, it's kind of like a T-shirt, but made especially for me in cotton about the color of desert sand. And right smack in front is a big Diamond K brand from my ranch in Flaming Red. Tarzan and I are on the K-shirts, too, saying howdy. Well, I kind of like the colors and the way it fits and everything. And I thought you might like one, too. Kids I know asked me to get them one like it, so I did. They're made buckaroo size, of course, in sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. And if you figure you'd like to have a K-shirt for yourself like I wear when I'm practicing stunt riding and tricks around the ranch, well, you can have one. Let me know your name and address and size. And on account of the fellow that makes them ain't a millionaire, he says, would you slip in a $1 bill and he'll make the shirt special for you. Sounds kind of simple-like, so if you want a real Western K-shirt like mine, send your name, address, size, and $1 bill to K-shirt, care of this station. Fellow made me pay a lot more than that for the ones I wear, so it sounds like a mighty big value to me. So if I were you, I'd send them right away. But now I'll quit gabbing and get on with my story. Well, buckaroos, I was telling you about that bandit who narrowed his buddies down to himself until a whole flock of bad hombres camped on his trail. Now, this fellow might have been able to stay awake longer than his ex-partner, but he was finding it mighty hard to outsmart the human buzzers who were always waiting to pounce on him when his guard was down. So he decided to bury the $50,000. And just in time, too. For that shot Jackson and his pals heard at the start of this story came from the gun of one of those buzzards. Of course, this hombre was mighty angry when he didn't find the money. Besides putting a hole in the fellow's head, he used the butt of the gun, and that didn't do him much good either. Which sort of brings things to the time when Jackson arrived and sent his pal for the doctor. The most important part of his story, the dying bandit saved for the last. He wanted to make certain he was really going to die, I guess. Anyway, he said he wanted Jackson to have the money because he'd done him a good turn. And for a moment, it seemed that he'd waited a bit too long. For Jackson thought he'd never get to telling him where he'd buried the gold. Anyway, he managed to gulp out that there was the map in his saddlebag. And then he died. Jackson felt right sorry for the dead one. And though he couldn't think of much to say, he did manage to get out some sort of a prayer, something suitable for the occasion. It was while he was trying to think of something else that the sheriff arrived. The doctor was the one who was really needed, but the sheriff got there first. The lawman was sort of officious and taking charge of things without showing fitting respect, Jackson thought. Jackson told the sheriff the bandit had left him his belongings, but the sheriff got sort of nasty, saying that was for the law to decide, and being the law, he was going to take the dead man's horse and dudge back to town. Well, buckaroos, you can imagine the position that placed Jackson in. Knowing the key to all that gold, the map, was hidden in the dead man's saddlebag. Then the doctor and Jackson's pal arrived. So much time was lost burying the carps, the boys finally decided to camp there for the night. This came as quite a relief to Jackson, who'd been trying to slip away and have a look at the saddle without success. Late that night, when the boys were snoring in three different keys, Jackson slipped away and got the map, but it wasn't until some time later that he had the chance to do anything about it. There was a full description on the map that ran something like this. 1 mile from Fort Belknap, 256 steps north of a little creek, 86 steps west of a prickly pear marked Swallow Fork. The $50,000 is in a bean pot, over which is a 42-inch wagon rod with half of its ring sticking out of the ground and three small rocks piled around the ring. Well, Jackson didn't have too much trouble finding the location. He was just about to dig when a horseman came in sight. Jackson kicked the ring with his boot and covered it up best he could. The rider turned out to be the owner of the ranch, and he made no bones about ordering Jackson off his land. Jackson was back in a couple of days, though, but he couldn't locate the wagon rod he'd covered up. He came again by daylight, and he still couldn't find it. Then he began to wonder about the whole thing. So he checked the records and found that there had been a bank robbery at Monterey with $50,000 stolen in gold, which made the whole situation harder to stomach than ever. And what's more, Buckaroos, he hasn't found it yet. No one has. So somewhere within a mile of Fort Belknap, 256 steps north of a little creek, 86 steps west of a prickly pear that's no longer there, they had some bad years, the cattle couldn't be too choosy. Down at the base of a 42-inch wagon rod is an old chuck wagon, bean pot, in which for years $50,000 worth of gold has been baking in the sun-warm ground. The bank robber willed it to Jackson for the good turn he did, and Jackson has willed it all to you folks for the good turn you have done, and those you will do. So, saddle pals, make sure you earn the right to that fortune. That Tarzan and I hope someday you'll find.
Well, say, Ken, that was some story. You know, I don't suppose it really is very easy to find a saddle ring just way out there in all the sagebrush. You know, I could listen to that story about that saddle ring and that 42-inch wagon tongue and all that over and over again. And speaking of stories, kids, wouldn't you like to be able to hear some of Ken's famous stories whenever you want? Well, you can, with Ken Maynard's exciting Diamond K album of Wild West records. You can play them again and again for yourself and for your friends. They're terrific stories about Ken and Tarzan and the exciting West. Stories that are really packed full of excitement. And best of all, these Ken Maynard records are personalized. They're made just for you and you alone with a message from Ken. When you put the needle down on the record, the first thing you'll hear is...
Hello, Johnny. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you.
Ken will say hello to you and call you by name, no matter what your name is. And he'll tell you two of his favorite stories. Stories you've never heard before. You'll get two records in the album, two complete stories. Now, these records are made of the finest and most expensive materials that money can buy. They're unbreakable, and you can play them over and over again as often as you want. They're regular 78 RPM speed, the regular speed that's been used for all record players and phonographs for years. Now, all you do to get your album with the two big 8-inch records and your personalized message is to send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this radio station. Do it now, Buckaroos. The sooner you write, the sooner you'll get your album. Now here's Ken to tell you about his next story.
Well, you heard what my ranch hand Charlie said, and I sure hope you'll give it heed. Those personalized records are something I know you'll enjoy, and the K-shirt is something you boys and girls will enjoy wearing so much you'll just hate the time you'll have to be separated while it's being washed. Say, Tarzan's got the answer to that. Better get two of them. Smart horse, that Tarzan. Well, until next time when I'll tell you the story of the skeleton in the well, this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan saying so long from the tack room of the Diamond K Ranch. So long, folks. So long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was produced and transcribed in Hollywood.